You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
Boeing's problems just multiplied. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Scrutiny of Boeing planes has expanded beyond the 737 MAX 9 after that Alaska Airlines flight where part of the body of the plane blew off during flight. The Federal Aviation Administration has told airlines to inspect some older models of 737s, too. Marketplace's Nova Sappho is here with the details. Hi, Nova.
Good morning, Sabri.
So until now, scrutiny at Boeing was focused on the new MAX 9 model. Now we're talking about planes that have been in the air for a while. What's that mean?
Yeah, we're talking about the 737-900ER. ER stands for extended range. United, Alaska, and Delta fly these planes, and it was first introduced almost 20 years ago. And needless to say, we have not had a similar incident with these 900ER model planes as we saw with that Alaska Airlines MAX 9 plane on January 5th. And what's come under scrutiny since are the door plugs that seal off unused emergency exits. That's what blew off the Alaska Airlines plane. The FAA put out a bulletin last night saying that older 900ER model planes use an identical door plug design. So they should be inspected as well.
Oh, boy. So what does this mean in terms of more flight cancellations, disruptions for airlines?
Well, at the moment, we're not sure. We're about to find out. Initially, airlines are sending signals that this is not a big issue. Alaska, United, and Delta all say they've already been inspecting 900ER planes. And, you know, so far, so good. MAX 9 planes, though, remain grounded, Sabri. And that was initially supposed to be just a matter of days. They're still grounded now.
All right. Marketplace's Nova Sappho, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Boeing stock, by the way, is down 2.2% in pre-market trading. Several mid-sized banks in the U.S. are going to tell us this week how they did in the fourth quarter. Things have not exactly been easy for them ever since the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank last March. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more on what these banks are up against.
Ever since the banking crisis last year, a lot of small and mid-sized banks have been trying to prevent their depositors from pulling out their money by raising interest rates on deposits.
It's not uncommon for us to see interest expense that's up 500 to 1,000% for an institution year over year.
That's David Schiff at the consulting company West Monroe. He says compared to national banks, regional banks are more dependent on their customers' deposits.
They're lending out a greater percentage of their deposits. They also don't have some of the diversified sources of income and asset management that the larger institutions have.
Last August, the ratings agency Moody's downgraded the credit ratings of 27 regional banks, partly because of how hard it's been for them to raise capital, and because of their exposure to the commercial real estate sector.
The confluence of those things can kind of interact in a way that it can be greater than just the sum of their parts.
That's Jill Satina, Associate Managing Director for U.S. Banks at Moody's. She says banks have tools they can use to respond to these challenges, for instance, pulling back on certain types of lending.
That might have been a new business segment that they were experimenting with. And they say, I'm just going to wind it down as a way of trying to focus in on what their core strengths are.
Banks might also try to reduce their exposure to riskier commercial real estate loans. Nate Tobik, the founder of Complete Bank Data, says that could mean making smaller loans when they're up for renewal.
We gave you a credit line last year of $1 million, and all we feel comfortable doing for your renewal is $650,000.
Tobik says the pressures regional banks are facing probably aren't going away anytime soon. He says interest rates on deposits, for instance, are going to keep pressure on banks, even if the Federal Reserve decides to cut rates.
It's not going to be back to 0% rates. And so this is sort of the new environment that we need to adapt to.
Tobik says that means banks are probably going to stay fairly picky about who they lend to in the near future. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Star-crossed lovers JetBlue and Spirit Airlines are appealing a decision from a federal judge blocking their merger plan. JetBlue wants to buy Spirit for $3.8 billion, saying it needs the low-cost airline to compete with even larger airlines. The Justice Department sued, saying this would actually make competition worse and raise prices. Federal judge agreed. Spirit Airlines, meanwhile, hasn't been profitable for years, and bankruptcy is a real possibility. And Macy's is sinking into a potentially nasty battle over who should own it. Two major investors offered $5.8 billion to take the company over. Macy's said no. Those investors have threatened to go directly to shareholders to force a possible takeover. For now, they're also considering just offering more money. Macy's stock is up 2% in pre-market trading.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
A month-long fishing ban starts off the French Atlantic coast today. It affects all boats over 26 feet in length, fishing with most kinds of nets. France imposed the ban to protect dolphins. They've been increasingly washing up on French beaches this winter. The BBC's Hugh Schofield reports from Paris.
It's the first time since World War II that there's been such an extensive fishing ban in the Bay of Biscay, with some 450 French boats, and many non-French ones too, confined to port or obliged to seek their catch elsewhere. Environmentalist groups that brought the legal action that led to the ban are delighted. They say that the number of dolphins being caught in nets and dying, mainly at this time of year, is increasing dramatically. Around 1,300 dolphins washed up on French beaches last winter, but that, say the groups, is only a fraction of the number that are killed. Fishermen, on the other hand, and others who live from their work, are angry. They say that the ban is unnecessary because dolphins in the Bay of Biscay are not endangered and that the promised government compensation is not enough.
That's the BBC's Hugh Schofield. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.